It's a great pleasure to welcome Sunet van Veenhaart, who's head of First for Women to What's Next. Hello, Sunet, and welcome to the show. It's your first time here. How are you doing?
Hello, Aki. It's really nice to meet you. And yes, thank you for having me.
No, it's a great pleasure. Thank you for joining us. I mean, First for Women, I've got a lot of female friends who are on First for Women Insurance, and they all rave about it, and they talk about the incredible service they're getting, from breakdowns to their premiums to how a claim is dealt. So congratulations on running a fantastic operation. Now, you operate in a very unique space in the market as First for Women. Why was it important to create an insurance product specifically for women?
So, okay, it's such a great question. And I think maybe to start the conversation, let's cast our minds back to 2002. It was the year that Apple released its second generation iPod, which held a whopping 20 gigabyte storage space. It was also the first year that we saw a cell phone released with a built-in camera. What also happened during this period in the financial services industry was that we were still using sales processes and approaches that was tailored to meet the needs and the expectation of people who historically bought financial products, which was, of course, men. What we then saw coming up in the industry was that more and more women were starting to take out insurance policies. And we saw the gap and the opportunity to go out and build a brand with products and solutions that's tailor-made for women by women. It's a well-known fact that statistically women are lower insurance risks and still to this day. So, and it really just is the fact that women are lower risk takers. We normally stick to the speed limit. We frown upon road rage. And as such, we have lower impact incidents and lower costs related to those incidents. So it just made sense that we needed to build a brand and solutions. And that's how First for Women was born in 2004. We're 20 years old this year. So that's really how the brand came to life.
Well, listen, a happy birthday for your celebration this year.
And
I did want to ask you the question about the risk, because I did some research and I found it fascinating, and that women are better drivers than men. This is a fact. They're less likely to hit potholes. They just take less risks. And I guess that ultimately would impact the premiums, right?
On how
the better you drive, the less risk you are for your insurance. Could you please unpack the value that First for Women offers its clients that other insurance companies cannot match? Because you do have quite a few differentiators, which are impressive.
And again, it's such a great question. And I think what we, right from the beginning, we said we don't want to build a brand or a product that we simply paint pink and, present it to women as something designed specifically for them. And at the same time, the reality in this country is that, it's one of the most unsafe places in the world for women, which is a really sad reality. Every 4 hours, a woman is murdered. Almost 54,000 sexual offences are reported in this country every year. So safety is a massive concern for South African women. And our differentiator is that we are dedicated to putting women's safety first. So whether it is a value add to our car, our home, our business, or our building policies, we made sure that we designed solutions and products that specifically address that safety concern. For example, we have our Guardian Angel on call vehicles. That's a fleet of vehicles that spread across the country on roads 24/7. And what it really is, practically what it means is that this fleet of vehicles are available in the event that a woman is stuck next to the road with a flat battery or mechanical failure or needed to, change a tire. Or even if she's in an accident and she simply needs someone to come and stand by her and keep her safe until the tow truck arrives. We also offer free unlimited trip monitoring. And it's such an amazing product and service that we offer our customers. Many women need to travel alone at night, whether it's to go and pick up kids late at night from, you know, maybe they went out, or even if it is a long trip or a business trip, day or night, you can book this service and our emergency call center will monitor and make contact with you every 15 minutes, making sure you're still safe, you're en route. And if the service is interrupted, they will immediately make contact with your loved ones or whoever you came, gave them as an emergency contact to share with them your last known location and time of communication. And again, emergency services will be dispatched if we can't make contact with the customer. Then we also have a panic button in our First for Women app. And it's, what's great about this is it's not only available for the policyholder, but it's also available for five of her loved ones that you can share it with. Again, the service is available 24/7 throughout South Africa. At any moment in time when a woman feels unsafe, she can simply press the panic button and emergency services will be dispatched.
Wow, that's amazing, because I wanted to ask you, how do you do all of this? And the app is really quite integral to all of this. So, you know, you've obviously invested a lot of money in technology, and that app is key to this. So at a press of a button, you've got this all of these services that you spoke about available. So let's say, for example, you get stuck somewhere. You can either call a call center, right? Or you click a button on the app and, you know, somebody will be dispatched to help you. How does it work with the app?
So it's all built inside the app, absolutely. Okay, and I think, we are really on a mission to make sure that every single First for Women customer downloads and register on that app. Because especially when you're under pressure or stress, trying to find the telephone number, trying to remember who to call, you know, you kind of don't know what to do next. But if you know you've got your app, and you can simply press that panic button or request the services in-app. You don't have to dial a number. You don't have to remember who to call. Simply press the button and that alerts the call center, who immediately makes contact with you. Okay, I think what's also really, and over and above the emergency services and all the requests there, our app allows our customers to do their notification of a claim in the app. You take your own pictures, you can upload videos. It's just such a convenience over and above the emergency services that we offer, or you can request a copy of your policy document or whatever you need inside the app.
That's very, very cool. It's amazing what you can do with technology today. And I guess talking about technology and the challenges that insurance companies face in 2024 and beyond, I mean, technology is driving a lot of innovation around us. You hear about the fintechs, you hear about, you know, how insurance and how every business is evolving, right? You know, with big data and AI and analytics, it's part of the world going forward. What do you see as the biggest challenges for insurance companies from 2024 and beyond? What are you facing?
So the insurance landscape is definitely undergoing a transformative phase, and it's not only influenced by technology, but also, as we all know, the escalation or escalating risk of natural disasters. So when it comes to technology and specifically artificial intelligence, there's such a great opportunity for companies to ensure that they enhance their customer interactions, which as a business bring more efficiency for us, but it also allows us to be more responsive and really create tailor-made personalized insurance experience. I do think, especially in the insurance industry, what we always need to recognize is that even though technology can solve for many touch points, there's definitely still a human interaction, or the value of a human interaction in that value chain will always stay crucial and important. And especially around the touch points that's more emotive, like, for example, a claim, there is definitely a need. And that's what our customers are continuously telling us as well. When we talk about the shift in climate change, I think that's probably a little bit more unsettling, in the sense that, we don't have so much control over that in the moment, and we're really reactive towards our responses to climate change. We definitely see more storm, more hail related incidents, and even outside of our traditional storm cycles, all of a sudden you see hail storms and floods in June, July, versus our traditional period of October to January.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah, the world is certainly changing, and I think that global warming is a real thing. And we're seeing those weather conditions. It actually scares me sometimes. And even I've noticed just the month of April, for example, that, I mean, yesterday in Johannesburg, it was 30 degrees. It was quite extraordinary to think that we're getting these extreme weather conditions. But aside from insurance, First for Women is known for its work supporting women beyond offering great premiums. I mean, you guys do great things in charities and just supporting various causes. Could you please discuss some of the work you do in this regard?
Something that's very close to my heart is the First for Women Foundation. We created the foundation in 2005. And how we fund the foundation is by using a percentage of our customers' premiums. And to date, we have collected just under 100 million rand. Wow. And those funds are donated to NGOs who are all focused on fighting women abuse. And I think over time, the program has really evolved in the sense that we have a holistic approach to the solution. And it's not only, supporting victims or survivors of abuse, but also having preventative programs in many of the areas where we work available to sort of build a longer or a long-term sustainable solution.
That's amazing stuff. And I guess your team is always looking at those kind of opportunities. And it really highlights the brand because it goes beyond just what you do in the insurance realm. You really want to support women in every regard. And you've got some exciting plans ahead at First for Women in 2024 and beyond. Are you able to share with us what you're working on, what your diary looks like, what Sunette van Veenhart is working on for this year and beyond?
Okay, I can't share all my secrets, but what I can tell you is that we will continue our quest to keep women safe and put it first in everything we do. And we believe that a woman that feels safe is able to live more fearlessly. And we always say, imagine a world where sunsets are not curfews, and when your favorite skirt is not an invitation for trouble. Because when we have that world, we believe that women will be able to do more and achieve more. And that's why we will continue to support this fearless attitude and mindset, because we believe it's crucial for South African women to build and to continue to be part of an economy and a consumer industry where we play a pivotal role in the economy of this country.
As a leader in a very competitive space, and as a women leader, what advice do you give to other entrepreneurs, women that are watching this right now, to say, listen, I mean, Sunette is doing amazing things. What advice do you give other women entrepreneurs in the country?
I think, Akio, what's important is that, when you decide to do something specifically for women, or maybe not even specifically for women, is to first of all make sure that you do your research, understand the landscape that you want to enter, because building or creating something that ultimately does not translate into something that the industry want, that you want to go into, set you up for failure, versus doing your homework, making sure you build a solution or a product or a service where there's a need, And then really to just stick to your guns. The reality is there is no thing such as a free lunch. We all have to work very hard and be determined and keep our minds focused on what we ultimately want to deliver. I think for women specifically, when I look at other women and potentially entrepreneurs, is that they need to make sure they create a circle of trust and a circle or a network with other women that can support them. Women are great tribes that work is always willing to hold each other up and work together. So yes, surround yourself with other like-minded women that's willing to support you on your journey.
Wonderful stuff. Sunet van Veenhart, the head of First for Women Insurance, thank you very, very much for joining us. Been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Sunet. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Akhir. It was really just a pleasure being on your show. Thank you.
Thank you.